Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. We moved to this place 5 years ago. At first, I felt disappointed to live here. It was so different from the busy city I was used to. The streets are narrow and crooked, with one or two story houses. There are few cars, as most people prefer bicycles, which is logical. The town is so small, you don't need a car. You can cycle or walk wherever you want. But now I've got used to it, and I even like it. Now it seems to me a nice, quiet place, very green and peaceful. Speaker B.
I was born in this town and have lived here all my life. I certainly like it, as my family and friends are here. But I have to move soon, I'm afraid. The thing is that I want to be a surgeon. But there is no medical school here. It means I have to leave my lovely town for a big city. I haven't chosen the university yet. I'll probably go to the capital, as there's a wider choice of educational opportunities there.
Speaker C. I live far from the city centre, but it won't be a problem to find me. You need to take bus number 68 at the bus stop near the university. The stop is right on the opposite side of the street, and it's called University. If you have any problems, ask someone. Everyone knows where it is. Get off the bus at the 11th stop. It's called the park, and it's easy to see it, as there is a large sports centre building there. My house is behind that building. Speaker D.
I live in a big city, and it's not usually a problem to find a place to spend my free time. But I have to take an exam on Monday, and I'll be preparing for it all weekend. It's not a very exciting way to spend the weekend, is it? Anyway, I've bought lots of chocolate, which usually helps me concentrate. I'll even turn off the ringer on my phone, as I don't want to be disturbed while studying. And when everything is over, we'll have a party to celebrate.
Speaker E. I like my city, probably because my family loves it. My mother works as a tourist guide, and she tells me a lot about the modern attractions and historical places in the city. Just look, this is how this place looked 100 years ago. There were a few small houses there, a bakery shop and a coffee shop. This relatively large building housed the medical laboratory where the students of the university medical faculty had their classes. My great-grandfather was one of those students, by the way. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A. We moved to this place 5 years ago. At first, I felt disappointed to live here. It was so different from the busy city I was used to. The streets are narrow and crooked, with one or two story houses. There are few cars, as most people prefer bicycles. Which is logical. The town is so small, you don't need a car. You can cycle or walk wherever you want. But now I've got used to it, and I even like it. Now it seems to me a nice, quiet place, very green and peaceful. Speaker B.
I was born in this town and have lived here all my life. I certainly like it, as my family and friends are here. But I have to move soon, I'm afraid. The thing is that I want to be a surgeon. But there is no medical school here. It means I have to leave my lovely town for a big city. I haven't chosen the university yet. I'll probably go to the capital, as there's a wider choice of educational opportunities there.
Speaker C. I live far from the city centre, but it won't be a problem to find me. You need to take bus number 68 at the bus stop near the university. The stop is right on the opposite side of the street, and it's called University. If you have any problems, ask someone. Everyone knows where it is. Get off the bus at the 11th stop. It's called the Park, and it's easy to see it, as there is a large sports centre building there. My house is behind that building. Speaker D.
I live in a big city, and it's not usually a problem to find a place to spend my free time. But I have to take an exam on Monday, and I'll be preparing for it all weekend. It's not a very exciting way to spend the weekend, is it? Anyway, I've bought lots of chocolate, which usually helps me concentrate. I'll even turn off the ringer on my phone, as I don't want to be disturbed while studying. And when everything is over, we'll have a party to celebrate.
Speaker E. I like my city, probably because my family loves it. My mother works as a tourist guide, and she tells me a lot about the modern attractions and historical places in the city. Just look, this is how this place looked 100 years ago. There were a few small houses there, a bakery shop, and a coffee shop. This relatively large building housed the medical laboratory where the students of the university medical faculty had their classes. My great-grandfather was one of those students, by the way. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.